Hi, in this podcast, we're looking at the concept of feedback. Before we actually get into the detail, just like to make you aware that when you do your AQA exam, the topic of feedback is asked on section B of the AQA Fed 1 AS exam paper. And that means that it's marked as an extended question, and it's actually marked in what we call banded marking. And here, it doesn't necessarily mean that one correct answer will give you one mark. What it means is you've got to try and get as many of the available marks as you possibly can. And if you get, I think it's now over 65% of that mark scheme available, you'll get in to the top band for that question. And that guarantees you a grade A or a high level of mark. So the key for this particular concept, write as much as you can. Don't look at the question and think that you only need to give 6 or 7 answers. No, what you need to do is to get 60, 65, 70% of the mark scheme to get into the top band and secure the highest marks. Okay then, what's feedback all about? Good definition, it's information after the response that's used to correct errors. And there are different types of feedback you've got to know for your exam. Let's go through them. Positive feedback. This is what you get right. Often encouragement from the coach. Hey, that was a good shot. Nice, you placed your hands in the right position when you did that shot in netball. Negative feedback is error correction. Negative feedback is about what you get wrong. It is about doing things and making you correct them. Negative feedback could again come from your coach, and it could be that you're not doing things correctly and the coach says, wait a minute, you've just got your hands in the wrong place on that shot in netball. Extrinsic feedback, that comes from an outside source. We've already given examples of how the coach can help you in both a positive and negative way. And indeed, extrinsic feedback is exactly that. It's from someone outside, the coach, maybe another player, maybe the manager. Intrinsic feedback comes from within. Intrinsic feedback often uses that sense of kinesthesis that you may have come across when you studied the concepts of information processing and how we pick up information from the environment. Kinesthesis is that internal sense that lets you come to grips with body orientation and position. And indeed, quite often in sport, you'll know if you've overhit a shot. You'll know if you've got something wrong. If you've hit that tennis ball wide, you kind of know before the ball lands. That's intrinsic feedback. Knowledge of result and knowledge of performance. Knowledge of result is outcome-based. It talks about, did the ball go in? Did the ball hit the net? Did the pass reach its target? Performance takes that a stage further. And knowledge of performance looks at why the shot reached its target, why the ball went in or out. And it talks about your technique. It talks about the movement pattern. And two more types of feedback to mention. Feedback can be concurrent or terminal. Concurrent feedback is during the performance. Terminal feedback comes when you've finished, maybe at the end of the game when the team manager gives his feedback on how he thinks you and the team played. So there we go. Different types of feedback. We've looked at eight of them. You need to be able to name them and you need to be able to explain them. When you give feedback, it will improve. It will improve your performance. And the reasons it does that are that feedback will build your confidence. Imagine if you're getting some positive comments, some positive feedback, it's going to make you feel good, you're going to play better. It gives you motivation. Sometimes if you're given a negative comment, that can motivate you to want to improve. Feedback will also correct errors, either by encouraging you to keep what's right or to change what's incorrect. Feedback will actually tell you what to do, how to do the movement pattern, how to make yourself better in your actions. And it does something called link the SR bond. The SR bond is the link between a stimulus and its associated response. Giving feedback can link that bond and make it stronger so that your skills will almost become a habit. Feedback helps to develop motor programs. They are stored in the long-term memory, and these motor programs are sequences, visual images stored in the memory of our skill. Very useful things to have and help by feedback. And of course, feedback gives you reinforcement, it gives you encouragement. And for those reasons, feedback will and does help to improve your performance. Okay, one of the last topics you need to know about feedback is how can a coach make that feedback effective? What we want to try to do, we know the different types, we now want to make sure that we use it in the most appropriate way. How can we do that? One way is to give it immediately. If the feedback's given straight away, then you're more likely to link it with the actions that you've just produced, and therefore it will be more helpful. You can set a target in addition to the feedback. If the coach, for example, tells you that they want you to improve your tackling technique by getting your shoulder contact a little bit better in rugby, that's negative feedback, that's going to help you improve. But as well as that, the coach could say, and I want you to make 5 more successful tackles per game. Therefore, you're given both the motivation and the feedback. The feedback has to be relevant and understood. Okay, it has to be used in a language that you can cope with, that you're familiar with. Perhaps for a beginner, not using too many technical terms. Feedback should be accurate. Experienced coaches should be able to give feedback after analysing your performance and give you feedback that's technically correct and 100% accurate. If it isn't, it ain't going to work. And the final thing to consider about feedback to make it effective is to make it appropriate to the actual performer. And what we mean by this is if we think of the different types of feedback that are appropriate for different levels of performance, think of a beginner, a novice. Well, they're going to want positive feedback. They're going to welcome encouragement. That's going to motivate them. They're also going to need extrinsic feedback from an outside source because they don't yet have, as a novice, the internal mechanisms to help them improve. And for a beginner or novice, knowledge of the result is a starting point. Was the shot successful? That's where we come from. And we would also work on a beginner by making sure the feedback is terminal. It comes after the performance. The reason for that is that as a beginner, it's very difficult to concentrate on the skill you're currently doing and listen to someone giving you feedback. You can't multitask, so it's more difficult for you to do that. So we tend to give the feedback after the performance. Therefore, if we reverse that and talk about someone who's more of an expert, they may be in what we know as the autonomous stage of learning. For them, the feedback can be negative. They want to correct their errors. They want to improve their actions. The feedback can be intrinsic because they've got the developed sense of kinesthesis and they know when they've got things wrong and how to improve it. And the more expert performer would look at knowledge of performance because they want to improve their techniques. And they could also cope with some concurrent feedback, advice given from the sidelines by the manager or coach that's going to help them turn the game around that they can understand. And what we need to know about these performers, we often call beginners, we can refer to those as being in the cognitive stage of learning, the novices, the learning skills. Experts we refer to as being in the autonomous stage. If you've studied your skill topics, you'll also be aware of an associative stage of learning. And to sum up feedback and how we use it, the feedback can change as we go through those 3 stages. The cognitive stage, the feedback's positive, it's extrinsic, it's about knowledge of result, it's terminal. In the autonomous stage, it's intrinsic, it can be negative, it's about knowledge of performance, it's concurrent. As an expert too, you could actually use extrinsic feedback as long as you link it and make it technical and advanced in your speech and in what you say to the performer. The middle stage where you're developing your performance, it's getting a little more smooth, you can use different types of feedback. You would welcome both extrinsic and intrinsic because you're developing kinesthesis. And you particularly welcome knowledge of performance to improve your technique. Okay then, that's feedback. We've looked at what it is, we've looked at the different types, we've looked at how it improves your performance, its benefits, And very importantly, we've suggested ways that a coach can use feedback to make it effective, in particular by making it appropriate to the performer.